The Ghana AIDS Commission has emphasized its commitment to fight discrimination and stigmatization of people living with HIV and AIDS. However, this can be achieved if existing laws that are seen to be discriminatory are revised. The Director General of Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Angela L. Anders, suggested that a law be promulgated to protect people living with HIV and AIDS alongside mechanisms for enforcement. This was contained in a message at the launch of HIV anti-stigma posters and stickers by religious leaders in Accra. Here's a report by Victoria Haji and Seth Lai.
Stigmatization leads to discrimination and other violations of human rights which affect the well-being of people living with HIV and AIDS. In countries all over the world, there are well-documented cases of people living with HIV being denied the right to healthcare, education, work and free movement in an effort to supplement steps by the Ghana AIDS Commission to minimize stigmatization. Religious leaders through the Christian Health Association of Ghana has launched HIV anti-stigmatization posters and stickers with Bible and Quran quotations. Some of the inscriptions on the posters and stickers read, "Love yourself, know your HIV status, seek counseling, you deserve the best," with Bible and Quran quotations on them. Some of the quotations read, "Let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. One who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy." The director of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Elada, said all Ghanaians are human and the Constitution of Ghana frowns on discrimination based on sex, tribe, health, among others. She said there is a need for a review of this constitution in order for all to accept it. The Ami and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Maulvi Dr. Wahab Adam, called on Ghanaians to show compassion to people living with HIV and AIDS.
"We need to show compassion towards those living with HIV AIDS. If a person goes to the hospital for blood transfusion and there is a human error on the part of the doctor, one can be infected, and that in no way would mean that the person is promiscuous. So we see that it is important that as human beings, any of us can be infected without we being necessarily promiscuous."
That was the Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, ending a report by Victoria Haji and Seth Lai.